Well, President Joe Biden visited Raleigh today in his first campaign rally following a shaky debate against former President Trump. As Rusty Jacobs reports, Biden looked to reassure his supporters.
Biden supporter David Tillum says both candidates gave mediocre performances for their first debate of the election season.
Biden was weak, and Trump gave us the normal litany of lies, 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 and lies.
But Biden's weakness seemed to stand out more than Trump's prevarications. Tillum, a retired attorney and straight-ticket Democratic voter, says he believes Biden's campaign will pick up strength as it moves on from the debate. Supporter John Conover came from his home in Rocky Mount to see Friday's post-debate rally and says voters must consider what qualities they want in the nation's chief executive.
Honesty, character, trustworthiness, and being an upright standing citizen.
And Conover insists that he thinks Biden did a good job in the debate against Trump.
He might have been overwhelmed a little bit because he was shocked at all the lies that was coming at him.
Among the lies Conover points to is the way Trump skirted a question about whether he would accept the outcome of the 2024 election and continued to make false claims about the 2020 contest he lost.
If it's a fair and legal and good election, absolutely. I would have much rather accepted these, but the fraud and everything else was ridiculous. And if you want, we'll have a news conference on it in a week.
But Biden struggled to make clear points in his attacks on Trump and battled a hoarse voice.
We had an economy that was in freefall. The pandemic was so badly handled. Many people were dying. All he said was, it's not that serious. Just inject a little bleach into your arm. You'll be all right. The economy collapsed.
At his rally on Friday, though, Biden had more energy as he promised to protect women's reproductive rights.
And I made it clear again last night that if you elect me and Kamala, you give us a Democratic Congress, we will make Roe v. Wade the law of the land again.
And he confronted the 81-year-old elephant in the room, his age and the public's doubts about his fitness for the presidency.
I know I'm not a young man. State the obvious. Well, I know. Well,
among the supporters cheering Biden on was Taya Butler, a committed Democrat and campaign volunteer.
What's important to me is that Donald Trump does not get elected.
Butler acknowledged the doubts and concerns Biden's debate performance raises.
It wasn't the big windfall we were hoping for. It doesn't matter. What we need to do now is stay committed and stay together.
But Western Carolina University political science professor Chris Cooper says committed Democratic voters like Butler are not the key to Biden flipping North Carolina, which hasn't voted for a Democratic presidential candidate since Barack Obama in 2008. He says Biden needs some of the state's unaffiliated voters and needs to lose by smaller margins in North Carolina's red rural counties. And Cooper adds, Biden needs to mobilize unenthusiastic Democrats.
It's also about getting Democratic voters off the couch and to the polls.
Something that will be harder to do after a subpar debate on Thursday. Nonetheless, Biden left the stage in Raleigh on Friday to a defiant song, Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down.
Let's go get him, North Carolina!
A message meant as much or more for doubtful members of his own party as for Donald Trump. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.